Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, there's a minor change in the last regular meeting where talked about meeting with BLM planning. The words FNRPA should, FNRPA should be, it should just say BLM planning people. Okay. And that's all.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. It's a good thing Commissioner Bowsman pays attention. All right. Butch, let's go to work.
Got one or both of them on?
Better put them both on.
Whatever you want to do, I don't care. Probably not very many of you know, but up in Shelter Park, there's an irrigation ditch that goes right behind the property line of a lot of them houses up there. And I didn't know this till anyway, the bridge caved in on this guy's property. He wanted to know if we'd do anything about it. It's on the county right-of-way easement. I said, damn, I don't know. He said, 30 years ago, that ditch was out in the road. And that was an alley back there. Then when they fixed the road up and stuff, the county evidently moved the ditch over. I don't remember it or nothing, but anyway, the county moved the ditch over and put it right next to their property line so everybody had or put culverts or bridges in. Now they're going back. Some of them have culverts. I didn't even know there's like five of them on that one piece right there.
You're not talking about the Lee ditch, are you?
Do you have a picture of that by chance?
No. Well, on my phone.
We can bring it up on the GIS.
Yeah, you can bring it up on the GIS.
Yeah.
Anyway, I took pictures of the bridge. My phone stuff, so I didn't know. It'd just take a culvert, but whether we want to get
Do we have any kind of agreement with these landowners? Do you know?
I don't know anything about that.
I know. Where's that at? Whose property is that at?
It's Carmine's. It's that First Street. And then there's a bike path right there
the
also.
Ditch that turns and goes
that little
south.
Irrigation ditch. I think it ends up over here by Favors.
Oh, it goes, okay.
Yeah.
It's underground most of
it. It goes down to Harrow.
That's the one that goes through town then, turns behind, it goes between the middle school and the high school, or auditorium?
Probably. It's a little. It
goes around the football field. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where the culvert is or the bridge.
So,
no.
I mean, I don't know. We got some.
Did you find
used culverts? Or?
It's coming.
Is it a county? It's not a county road, but it's a county easement.
It's like an approach, but it'd be similar to what I guess you'd call it. It's,
so
there's like five of them along there. They go into their garages, from, but before they moved the ditch, they went down. It was like an alley. He said you went down there and just turned on your property. As soon as they fixed the road up, they moved the ditch back to the property line, and now in order to get to their garage, they got to jump the ditch. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like, I don't know who's responsible or liable. I told him I'd bring it up. So.
Well,
it's not much of a deal. I mean,
on the east side of Tyler, over in front of the school, the middle school, the old middle school.
South side of Valley Road.
Right. The south half of the road is in town, and the north half is in the county. And I'm waiting to see if this comes up. I don't know.
Oh,
if
I see. The same so is the that city property.
Skyler, there's the. That what you're looking at?
Uh huh.
Yeah, because Carmine's in town, right? He's not in Shelter Park.
Yeah, it looks
I
like
think his house is. I didn't know. I thought that road was the county road all the way over to the property, like that's what he told me. I mean, we plow the road. And stuff.
I think the road's split between town and county.
I think you're right.
I don't know.
Okay.
You see the orange line there?
Yeah. You see the orange line, and that's
town boundary.
Town boundary.
So which side is the town?
So where's the bridge, Skyler?
It would be on the south side next to Carmine's lot, those lots on the south. Of the,
so there's North Tyler,
there's
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't picture it. So
no, cities. Oh, we gotta get.
That ditch runs along the south side of Valley.
That's right.
North Taylor and East Valley. This East Valley is what used to be.
No, it don't look right. Maybe we're in the wrong street. I don't remember all them willows.
Well, the ditch is over here.
Where?
The ditch is over here on the right.
The ditch runs here's along the south side of Valley Road.
That's the Lee Ditch.
Because, no, we're
not talking Lee Ditch?
No, we're talking about another ditch.
Okay, so is it where? What?
It runs right down along this property.
Runs by this
well,
East Valley?
No, it's on
yeah,
this
side. I think so.
Well,
but it's like a main,
we're block off.
Okay.
Okay, it's right in. Here.
Yeah.
Do you have it pulled up yet?
In that area?
Getting there, buddy.
Yeah, I think this is a ditch. See that line? See them bridges?
Oh,
pow,
oh,
pow,
I see those
pow.
little
and
bridges.
And then there's also some approaches.
Across the ditch.
There's several culverts in there. There's two bridges and several culverts. They're not very big.
I think they're so slow this morning.
Huh. And one of these bridges
just caved in. He said somebody backed in there with like a dually or something. He didn't know which and caved it in. I said, well, I don't know.
The county did do
these are the work on bridges here.
Well, we plowed.
Is this on the town side?
Well, see, that orange is the town boundary, so I don't know.
Where's the bridges, Andy?
Right, these little guys right here.
So more this is county side.
That's county side. This is town side, but we can't tell if that's town or county. Let's see what the info says when I touch on whose lock that is.
What's your gut feeling on that one, Butch?
Well, it's only about a 14-foot wide bridge. It's not much. It's only about as wide as this table.
Culvert would probably
he's
work,
probably
okay.
In his
so
70s,
this one right here is
no
Bob and Lynn Carmine's lot. The one that's highlighted.
Okay.
Okay, and you see that little bridge going across that ditch.
Yeah. So the green is town?
Well, the orange is town, and outside and north of the orange is county, supposedly, but we...
When you pulled up information...
This isn't an exact...
I got Carmine's highlighted right there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you try to click in the road, it won't show anything. But I'm pretty positive that the south half of that road is town and the north half is county.
It's what it looks like by the GIS.
Right.
But
some years ago when I was first aware of that, I kind of thought about the idea of working out some kind of a maintenance agreement between the town and the county for that road.
Mm.
And everybody was
do
happy
you
with things the way they were.
Yeah.
So we plow the snow on it, I guess.
Yeah, there's a bike path on it, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Chip seal, crack seal. It's our road, yeah. Okay.
We maintain the road.
But we do, and we do the one down below town here also, and it's half and half.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Well,
I suggested you give that right to the city, but they don't
what's
want
that? So our easement, do we know where our easement is on that road? Is it straight down the middle, town, county?
Well, it looks like it's pretty obvious that's in the town.
It runs down the center section line, I think, there. There's a quarter corner right in the intersection of Tyler and Valley, and that's where the split comes. That's where the old subdivisions to the south had their boundaries.
Yeah,
And I guess when they were doing the boundaries of the town, they just went with the subdivision boundaries.
Yeah. Well, I guess we could talk to the town and see if they're interested.
Okay. That it for that? No one else?
What? So you just put a culvert in there in place of the bridge, wouldn't you? If you,
that's
if you
what
were
I would
to do
that's
it.
A better picture of it
yeah,
if you want
and,
to pass it around.
If you guys aren't interested, that's not a big deal because I'm going to help him out anyway because I got a culvert in my yard, junkyard. I'll give you that so I can solve the problem too. Not a big deal. deal.
I think we ought to help them out.
Yeah. Why did you name this road the property
it's in Orange? One of them things.
The problem is, when we help him, then we have to help the neighbors if there's blowout.
Rebuild roads, we put in, we do the approaches. Usually the approach is up to the homeowner, put in their approach. We sign the paper so they can put it in. And the maintenance is up to them, unless we damage the culvert or the whatever.
If this was in the county, it'd be
easy. A lot of these culverts on these approaches get smashed. We end up replacing them on an approach, or usually we don't mess with approaches. I'm guessing that's probably out of our deal.
Yeah, but you don't mind helping him personally.
I don't mind. No, I don't at all. Not a big deal. Okay. Let's go talk about Paradise and putting in the culverts on Paradise and cutting the asphalt. Andy called me and said there was issue with that of cutting the asphalt and stuff. He didn't really like cutting asphalt. Well, I don't either, but there is the fact that water's getting on the road. And how often? I don't know. Or if it will come back, I don't know that either.
Yeah.
But there's two places that are all the time.
That are, no matter what the winter is?
Correct. Okay. One is down by that, well, they're actually both down there by the, well, that river crossing thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you guys don't want to budget the other stuff, because we have talked about this thing before, and I assume when we talked about it, I said I'm going to have to put it in as a project. I put it in as a project, and then it comes up to be not so good idea, then.
Well, but we've got issues with cattle guards on that road, right? And that needs to be fixed.
Yep, that's going to happen.
Okay, yep. Yeah, get the cattle guard. When Butch and I talked last week, I just questioned him, asked him if he thought maybe just waiting one more winter to see what another winter did.
Yeah, I'm whatever. The reason we did bring this up was because of the project out there at the industrial.
Right.
They could do it all while they're
making asphalt. They could get it all done.
And
right. They
could patch it. And that's one reason I didn't want to do it, because we'd have to make sure Biffle had his asphalt plant fired up and going. And right. Time everything right. He might as well like just hire him to go do the job.
Right, right. Understand that. Yeah. So my thoughts on this was just to simply just see if it was because of a nasty winter that we had. Just see what another winter did for us. Yeah. But do you think that's going to damage anything if we do that?
Well, it's been going through several already.
Has it been running over every year?
Well, not over. When it runs over, that it's on a super, and when it runs over, it gets about a foot deep in that low spot. But when it gets up on the road, if it's only out there 3 or 4 feet, it's not too bad. This year, it went over, so it was like that, leveled off, and it was deep.
Yeah.
But this was a special year.
And when I talked with Butch, we both agreed this is probably the best road we got in the county, right?
And it is.
Yeah. I just hate to see us chop it up again.
Well,
If we can go another year and just see what a winter does, but I don't want to jeopardize it.
So there's no harm to the existing road right now?
Not really. That's pretty good. That's a 6-inch road. We put an extra 2 inches on it after we built it. Rod Bennett was the contractor. Real Birdie did the engineering. Belly aching and bitching on that thing like you wouldn't believe. Had to get rid of Real Birdie. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up, damn right. And anyway, they said to keep using it. That ended up being the best road in the county with all the belly aching and bits and going on through Bennett. And there was 3 different people trying to get him run off the job.
That is the best road we've got in the county.
I'd say the state. I never had a crack for 7, 8 years. Not a crack.
That's amazing.
Any direction.
That's amazing for this country.
Most roads crack after a week.
Yeah. So, in your professional opinion, would it be detrimental just to wait a year and see what winter brought?
Well, it's as long as if it gets up there again, we get a sign out there and get them slowed down and make them aware of
if the water goes
the water problem, so somebody don't wreck on it. Okay. That's all.
Yeah, Mark, I should probably ask you that question also.
You know that the running over is what does the damage. It starts eroding those sides of the road. What we don't want is any erosion that gets into the asphalt. Other than that, there is no problem.
Yeah.
So if I have one worse spot, do you think we should fix it now?
Or
if we're going to have to do it anyway.
It runs over every year, so you know it's one that's going to need it sooner or later. And
It don't run over. It runs up on the edge of the road because, like I said, it's on a super. So it gets out there several feet.
Just sits there. There's a pretty good
this pond, year it ran over.
Yeah. Commissioner Oble, you had a comment.
Is there any chance of doing a bore under it big enough to so we don't have to cut the mat? Well, what's your feelings on that?
Probably talking $40,000.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, well, it's like
seven
to a couple thousand. So, and I, when I talked to Real Verde about doing this, I said, as far as compacting it, putting in the slurry seal, we've had some issues with that. They'll never hold chip seals. So, put in a foot or so of asphalt when they put it back. I don't care about how thick it gets, just so it holds up. But if you're going to do one, when you wait, I'd do them all as a project.
Right, right. So, Mark, once again,
I can't see going down and doing one without the rest.
Waiting to see what another winter does, is that going to...
No, probably not.
Probably not going
to... Pay attention to it and progress it. No Butch had pumps down there last year, so...
Yeah, they had to pump it.
Okay.
Is last year the first year you've had to pump it, or is it, so it's...
That's not, we had a heck of a winter. It don't happen all the time, but who, I don't mean it won't.
Who can get their crystal ball out and see what kind of a winter we're going to have again? So
I ought to hit the power ball by now.
Yeah.
So the road's physically been there 12 years, and we've pumped it once in 12 years, roughly?
It isn't maybe that we should have pumped it a time or two,
right,
but we only pumped it once.
Right.
So what's the savings on the project if we don't cut through the road?
What's the savings?
Yeah.
Yeah, the savings I don't think is as much because what's the project 25? This is a different project. What would that cost us?
On
approximately.
Paradise, yeah.
No, it's going to run by the time you get asphalt back in probably $3,000 a cut.
Or five.
Okay, so let's say five a cut. Oh. 7 times 5 is 35, so 35,000. The cost isn't as much as I just hate chopping up a good road.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
issue. I don't like it either.
Yeah, I know you don't.
But we do.
But you want to save a good road, I understand.
Well, it's a kind of safety issue. Time.
Yeah.
It is if you get enough water.
Sure, sure.
Does it?
So my theory is if we can wait until that road needs some repair
and cut it then.
Then we can do the cuts and put the culverts in. But
I think, just listening here, I think that it's hard to overreact because we had such a bad winter. But what Butch and Mark are saying is this is a high priority on their spot, but we're thinking maybe put it off for next year to see what happens this winter. But the bottom line is, this probably needs to be at the top of the list next year because we do have, and we've had issues in the past.
Yeah. My suspicion is it should be at the top of the list each year, seeing what each year does.
Each year does, yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, it's fine.
Does that sound logical to you, Mark? Okay. Butch, does that sound logical to you?
I don't have a problem with it, just so you're aware of it.
Yeah, we are, and I know you guys are the experts, but, God, that's a good road.
My question being, are we going to follow through with the cattle guards only this year?
Well, the cattle guards need to be done. no matter what. Mm-hmm. So I'd say so cattle guards.
How much asphalt are we cutting back on the cattle guards when we do those? No. Or are we?
I wouldn't take any.
I wouldn't.
You think you can do it without damaging what's currently there?
We'll have to take them clear out.
Right.
Put them underneath and put them back, yes.
Okay, so there's two cattle guards in this project?
Yep.
If there's any cutback, we can probably do it with concrete too on those cattle guards.
Yeah, yeah. The 220.
Say that again.
We can do it with concrete because we're talking about it.
Okay.
Okay. You know, and I don't want to be accused of micromanaging you guys either, Butch, so I'm willing to listen to your explanation and go with it, but this was my gut instinct.
No, I don't have a problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Went down to Middle Piney on the fence project for Espen Size. They seemed good with it. Rivori's going to do some more surveying, and then they're going to make sure they're still good, and then I guess they'll start signing before we get any further.
No additions or anything surprised you on that,
no,
Dave? Okay, good. Good.
We did want to kind of leave it by the road and have some lay-down fence there before the ditch come up close to the road.
Mm-hmm.
I said that's the problem we're trying to get rid of. We want to put it back, so he was okay with that.
Good.
I said, okay.
And we're anticipating we're going to do that this year before winter.
So that
as soon as they agree.
Oh, sure.
That easement is staked now. It's just a matter of going with Chad and
right.
Picking the spots and putting it in the whatever it is.
So. The fence may not follow the easement marks, the survey, but in the signature and signing, it will state that they're responsible for the fences. No moving by the county. It's all done deal. It's where it's at, existing fence, all that stuff. So, and it's what, a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half, whatever it is.
And so, really, what we're waiting on is them.
That's right.
The county's.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
We got the permit for the rocks finally on Vickery's. Still a little wet there. Ground's too soft, teared up, so we're waiting a little longer before we haul the rocks. And we're working on getting the barge or slide rock for
McGinnis's.
McGinnis's. Got a hold of Don again. He's still interested. I told him that if he was interested in anything with the county when this crush thing ever works, or if it does work, that he could probably get in on that if he paid for the crushing. And then he could get some out of that bank cut.
What are we talking about here, Bush?
For his parking lot at Horse Creek. But I asked him about slide rock in conjunction with that, so kind of like a trade thing. So he's kind of trying to find some of that for us, because I've looked for slide rock on private. The only one place I've found so far is Harrower, and he doesn't want to sell that much. He said a load or two, clean up that bottom, fine. Then we'll get back to LaBarge Creek, having a deal to get that. Skyler and them was looking at where that easement went up to there. Well, I finally found out the answer this morning. I called Tracy and talked to her yesterday, and she was checking it out, and she ended up telling me the reason that easement is so screwed up on that road is the wilderness study was done before we got the easement for the Barge Creek Road. So where the wilderness study boundary goes is the tricky part, and they're scared to make a call on it. It might go to the edge of the road because it wasn't a county road when they did it.
Gotcha.
So that's what one of the issues is on that, and that kind of solved the problem. Why would it be that way? So now she suggests I get a hold of the mineral guy for the BLM. We have gotten rocks before, like different roads. She said it might be the same thing as that. I said, okay, but we're going to try.
But I asked a question, clarification, because I just flat don't understand.
Okay.
You're talking about going to Vickery's and getting rock from up here to shore up those spots. We took a tour, and you said we got to dump rock when it all dries
up
and everything.
Well, Vickery's would be big boulders.
Big boulders.
Yeah.
Okay, then you say you got slide rock that goes to McGinnis's. Why can't you use big boulders?
It didn't do any damage when the water went down. You go look at it now, and all it really needs is just some riprap along the bank.
Okay. Doesn't need the big boulders.
Not all of it. There's a few places. But most of it's just still got the grass on it.
Okay.
It's just, you see little wear holes starting, and once they start, if it keeps doing it, it's going to end up being a cutback.
Okay.
But that slide rock should stop.
Okay. That explains that.
And then we'll try to mix some of that slide rock in, the big boulders we put anyway. Tighten them up. We always put gravel or something in.
Okay.
After we stack it. And we don't have to do a maintenance plan on BLM flipping the easements. Means it's on the record. That's it.
Okay, Mark?
Bennett's going to start hauling pit run today from where they finished off, heading up the hill away from the, heading north, I guess you should say. They got most of the subgrade ready to go. Chip seal calpet's done, and they've headed to South Boulder South. So we'll wrap it up this week, I would guess. That's all I've got.
Okay. Do you want to talk about this?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you have in front of you is the proposals for working on the drainage around the 4-H building. R.S. Bennett is low at $25,610. I have no reason not to recommend awarding a proposal to them.
Okay.
Remind me, Mark, what they're going to do.
So they're going to regrade that basically on the east and the north edges and get that drainage so it doesn't run into the basement. And
we'll
put concrete, all the downspouts, there'll be concrete down to the valley pan and run out just because the grades are not good. So,
yeah.
Is this bid reasonable for the bid package, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a motion to award R.S. Bennett the bid for the Sublette County 4-H drainage project.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the bid from R.S. Bennett Construction Company for the 4-H building drainage project. Any further discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Anything further?
Yeah, you want to talk about the dump I'm here, sitting here?
You bet. Let's do it.
There's not much to talk about.
Okay.
I've been out there a couple of times. Just let them know what's going on. If you have questions, my suggestion is you talk to Pat.
Okay.
He seems to know the answers. He knows them way better than I do.
Okay.
So I'm just there.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you having a presence out there.
Well, that's all it amounts to. And anyway, he does know most of the stuff. Seems to. I don't know what he does or not.
Okay.
Have you got a number for him, Coach?
Pardon?
Do you have a number for Pat?
I do. In my phone, out in the truck. I'll go get it. Everything's in my phone.
Gotcha. Mine too. But I don't think
he texted to me, so maybe I can text it back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because he gave me all the list of the names.
That'll work. So, thank you.
And he's in Washington State right now on vacation. So.
Okay. Very good. Anything else, Butch?
Skyler.
Okay. Yeah, Skyler.
Just a couple things with Matt.
Okay.
You'll see him later.
Oh, later. Okay.
Not today.
Okay.
month or two.
Another time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but.
Okay. Excellent.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
He will. You'll hear about it.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Anything further, gentlemen?
At all.
No. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
Matt, how's it going, buddy?
Matt, come on up.
Which don't run away. I'm not.
We're going to go into executive session to discuss personnel and litigation. I would entertain a motion.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
Has been moved and seconded that we enter into executive session to discuss personnel and litigation pursuant to State Statute 16-4-405A2 and A3. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do we have the whatever it just came from Rio Verde, or even just the amount on the
right here?
Okay. Everybody's willing thank to give you theirs.
Yeah.
We'll wait till you get your.